This is an All Ears English bonus, two idioms for business English success.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Does the All Ears English podcast improve your business English? The proof is in the pudding. Today, we share two idioms for success and invite you to join our business English course.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hi, Aubrey. Welcome to me on All Ears English.
I know. Welcome to you, Jessica. We're always like kids that have snuck into the pantry when we come to All Ears English, when it's you and I.
And we do say this every time you and I are on a bonus episode for All Ears English, because we never lose that like childlike excitement. I don't know why, but we do. I do feel like I'm breaking a rule being over here.
I know. I wonder if it feels the same to you listeners. And you're like, oh, Jessica and Aubrey, they snuck in the back door.
Yeah. Guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment. Tell us, what do you think about Aubrey and I sneaking into All Ears English? Okay. So guys, the reason why we snuck in here is because we have an important message for you, and we want to teach you 2 awesome idioms today. This important message is today, July 28th, guys. Our business English course is available right now at a discount. Guys, go to allearsenglish.com/start. What is this offer? Why is this a special discount right now, Aubrey?
Yes, guys, fall is here. We're getting back into the swing of things. And we know you guys are working in English. You want to improve your business English. We want to make that easier for you. So we're giving you 10% off for the next few days. You guys need to get in quick because it just goes from July 28th to August 2nd. Yep. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/start to jumpstart your business English this fall.
Yeah, guys, get ready. Let's make this year the best year. Get ready right now, guys. allearsenglish.com/start. Coupon code START. Easy to remember.
Easy.
That gets you 10% off and a free bonus, how to start the conversation. This is such a great package, you guys. So let's talk about 2 idioms you guys can use when you are feeling successful because you learned English from us. What is the first idiom?
All right. The first idiom is hit the ground running. So imagine if you're going to run a race. You don't want to start slowly and then pick up speed. You're going to lose that race, right?
Yeah.
You want to start off fast, start running. So this idiom, it's the same, but we use it for anything. Definitely for business English, for work skills, right? When we start a project, we want to dive in. We want to hit the ground running by putting in our best effort right at the beginning.
Exactly. Exactly. That is the exact definition, guys. Putting in your best effort immediately, right? So hit the ground running, guys. You will hit the ground running this fall, right? When summer ends, business is ready to ramp up again or increase again. Hit the ground running. Go to allearsenglish.com/start. Guys, this course is incredible. You get to hear native speaker interviews with transcripts with successful natives from around the world in a variety of fields, from tech to health. I mean, everything is in this course, guys. I am so excited for you guys to get in here. AllEarsEnglish.com/start, coupon code START. All right, next idiom, super cute. The proof is in the pudding. I love this. It's so adorable. What does that mean, Aubrey?
I really do. It means the way you find evidence of something, right? That you have to try it out in order to see if it works. And we hear this all the time at work in a business meeting. I'll hear someone say like, okay, we're not sure if this is going to work, but the proof is in the pudding. Let's just try it and see what happens, right? It means you have to try it out before you know if it's going to work.
Yeah, I think we often use this as well to talk about something that has already worked, right?
Totally.
And you want to say that this thing works because the results show you that it works. So for example, when you guys get into our business English course, you start the study plan immediately, you get inspired by all these professional, successful people from around the world, you learn the vocab you need, the email templates, the telephone templates, you are so ready. And then you start implementing these new English and business skills at work. You get a promotion. You get paid more. You get a new title. You get more clients. You develop better relationships with your coworkers, right? You have seen success. Somebody notices and they're like, Aubrey, you are knocking it out of the park these days. What happened? And you're like, I took a business English course. And you know what? The proof is in the pudding. It works.
Totally, right? I feel more confident. I have all this great vocab. The proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the pudding.
I don't know what it actually has to do with pudding. Who knows? It's a really fun expression.
Either. It's so odd and so lovely. So guys, remember, hit the ground running this fall. Be ready. New clients, new opportunities. Everything is waiting for you. The opportunities are out there, but you have to prepare before you meet those opportunities. So go to allearsenglish.com/start, coupon code START.
Awesome. So fun. Thanks for joining me here, sneaking into the All Ears English podcast, Jessica.
Do, 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 do. Okay, that sound won't make any sense if you're listening on the podcast. So
I know, you definitely need to watch on YouTube, though, to watch her act that out. And my son made a little surprise appearance. I don't know if you noticed. He like opened the door and was looking. If you want to see my son, watch this on YouTube.
I love it. And make sure to leave comments, guys. Let us know what you think. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, I'll see you over on the IELTS Energy podcast.
Great. I'll see you over there. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.